1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
5 o'clock, good afternoon. I'm Nate Wuggehow, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An assembly committee has given the green light on the bill to fund American Family Field. The Assembly Committee on State Affairs passed the bill earlier today. Under the bill, the state would send $400 million to help improve the stadium over the next 30 years. The city and county of Milwaukee would send $5 million per year. It's unclear if the bill has enough support to pass the full assembly. Governor Evers said he would sign the bill if it made it to his desk. Republican leaders are not taking the idea of impeaching Janet Protasiewicz off the table, Terry Bell reports.
At least two of three former justices advising Assembly Speaker Robin Voss are recommending against pursuing impeachment. Nevertheless, today, Voss says he'll wait to see how the new Wisconsin Supreme Court justice rules on a lawsuit challenging the state's Republican-drawn legislative maps.
If we see that the contributions that the Democratic Party made to her, expecting a result in that, that will certainly be something that we have to keep on the table because she will not live up to her oath.
Voss says Protasiewicz should have recused herself because of Democratic Party contributions and for allegedly prejudging the maps case in her campaign rhetoric. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Wisconsin Assembly is passing three bills to limit the rights of transgender Wisconsinites. Two bills would regulate participation in girls and women's sports. Another would ban gender-affirming care for people under 18. Democrat Katrina Shelton says the bills like these hurt transgender kids who struggle with mental illness and thoughts of suicide.
We're talking about real lives and real pain and real suffering. And I would love, Mr. Speaker, if we could all simply agree today that we need to keep kids alive.
Republican Janelle Branchian says the bills are not about hate, but about fairness.
The physical differences at birth between boys and girls, men and women, is substantial. It's a substantial difference.
Governor Evers says he'll veto the bills if they pass the Senate. Wisconsin is one of only two states that aren't fully taking advantage of federal incentives to expand Medicaid coverage for new mothers and their babies. Mike Moen reports.
State Senator Joan Malwig is co-sponsor of a bill for the full 12 months of coverage, saying the current 90-day plan awaiting federal approval is helpful, but doesn't go far enough.
New moms, when they have to switch over to find other coverage, they're losing the care provider that they've had during their pregnancy.
The bill has cleared the state Senate with bipartisan support, and its sponsors are hopeful about its chances in the Assembly. I'm Mike Moen.
And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Nate Wuggehow, and this is Civic Media News.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. We now know the names of all three former state Supreme Court justices asked to investigate the possible impeachment of Janet Protasiewicz. They are Patience Rogensack, John Wilcox, and David Prosser. These names are in a court filing made by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, who convened the advisory panel. Last Friday, Prosser sent Voss an email discouraging the Republican speaker from trying to impeach the liberal justice. Protasiewicz is set to hear a case on Wisconsin's legislative maps next month. The new dog park in Wisconsin Rapids has a name. Room to Zoom took the most votes from the community and is the new name for the dog park, located on Saratoga Street between 24th and 25th Streets North. The grand opening took place yesterday with Mayor Shane Blazer announcing the new name. The ceremonial leash cutting took place and dogs immediately began to enjoy the park. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI, Civic Media News.
The Bucks getting ready to unveil their new lineup. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks have confirmed when they take on the Lakers in L.A. Sunday, it'll be the first time they team up Damian Lillard with Giannis Antetokounmpo. Lillard picked up in that mega trade with the Portland Trail Blazers. Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin on his role during the game.
You're not reinventing the wheel. You know, your job is just to put him in a position that where they can thrive. You know, the ball will be in his hand as well as the ball will be in Giannis' hands. They're team first people, so we're just lucky to have them.
Damian Lillard asked, is he confident that this matchup with Giannis is going to work?
I think when you put in winning first, and that's the reason I'm here, is to have opportunity to win. I think you got to come into it open-minded and understanding that it might take some sacrifice. You know, it usually does if you want to attain anything. So I also know that I'm joining his team. And I'm also